Chapter 2. National Air and Space Museum. The National Air and Space Museum is the most visited museum in the world. It's no wonder, with all the great artifacts it holds. When we think of collections, we usually think of small things like stamps or coins. But this museum collects big things, like airplanes. Caption: The Concorde, which no longer flies, is part of the Smithsonian's collection. Caption: The Wright brothers' first flight lasted 12 seconds and went 120 feet. The longest flight of that morning lasted nearly 1 minute and traveled 852 feet. Most visitors make sure to see the Wright brothers' famous 1903 Flyer airplane. Orville and Wilbur Wright were originally bicycle builders who became obsessed with flying. The first planes they built were gliders, planes without engines. The Flyer had an engine, and it was ready to fly in 1903. After several delays, the Wright brothers flew it at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. On December 17th, the Wright brothers became the first people to fly a plane with an engine. They had made history. Most of the planes in the museum are so big that only a small number can be displayed. So in 2003, the Smithsonian opened the Udvar-Hazy Center in nearby Virginia. It is huge, and it's filled to the rafters with everything from a small plane called the Little Stinker to the impressive supersonic jet, the Concorde.